And you may wish to kind of jot some of those meanings down as we go through the service. After each reading of Scripture, the reader will say, "This is the Word of God," and our response will be to, well, we could ring a bell if we had one, but we don't, so we'll just say, "Thanks be to God." Most Christians in North America are not familiar with keeping the 12 days of Christmas. For them, Christmas ends on December 25th. In fact, we've been when we were in Springfield, Missouri, it really hit us because we went for a walk on Christmas Day. It's a nice day. And the number of Christmas trees that were already on the street. Decorations all taken off. And we saw that in other places too. Everything's turned off. Everything's ended by the 25th. But it actually ends on, anybody know? January 6th, Epiphany. This practice started in 567 AD. These days are intended to be times of hospitality, gift-giving, caroling, and storytelling. Today, we'll take a brief look at all the 12 days of Christmas. Note, I've listed the full scripture for each day, but we'll only read a part of them. Otherwise, we might be here past lunch. So, the 12 days of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, my true love came to me, a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love came to me, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love came to me, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love came to me, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love came to me, five golden and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love came to me, six geese away, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love came to me, seven swimming, laying five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love came to me, eight maids of milking, seven swans of swimming, six geese of laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love came to me, nine ladies dancing, eight maids of milking, seven swans of swimming, six geese of laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love came to me, leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight maids of milking, seven swans of swimming, six geese of laying, five golden rings, four golden birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love came to me, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords of leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight maids of milking, seven swans of swimming, six geese of laying, five golden rings, four.
the call to worship, which is on your bulletin. We will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. He will become our Savior. His presence will save us in our distress. In his love and in his pity, he will redeem us, and we will sing his praises. Amidst the darkness of this world, let us confess our sin and welcome the light of God's forgiveness. Mary accepted your call to be the mother of Jesus. Forgive our lack of faith and trust in your will. Your son was born in the poverty of a stable. Forgive our neglect of the poor. The shepherds left their flocks and went to Bethlehem. Forgive our selfishness and complacency. The Magi followed the star to find the Savior of the nations. Forgive our reluctance to seek you with all our hearts. The angel said, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." With great joy I announce to you the entire forgiveness of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
This is the proclamation and response, the 12 days of Christmas, Christmas Day. This is Luke 2:7. And she gave birth to her first son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The first day of Christmas, my true love is God, who gave me a partridge in a pear tree, which is my Lord Jesus, high on a cross. Christmas is a joyous proclamation of God's coming in the form of humanity, the human Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, bringing power and love. Christmas is a feast, a mass for Christmas. Let us reclaim those days, proclaim God's presence, our unity in Christ, and our response to that good news. St. Augustine said that God became human so that humans might become more like God. Certainly an impossibility, but perfection is always there as a goal, and we must look forward toward it. One of the songs that of this season, and I'm not sure you have the words. From heaven above to earth I come to bear good news to every home. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to all the world and gladly sing.
Okay, day one is St. Stephen's Day. This is Acts 6, verses 1 through 5. 8-15, and Acts 7:1-60. Now, during those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. And the 12 called together the whole community of disciples and said, "It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves 7 men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task, while we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and to serving the word." What they said pleased the whole community, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. But some stirred up the people, as well as the elders and the scribes. Then they suddenly confronted him, seized him, and brought him before the council. And all who sat in the council looked intently at him, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel. But when they heard the things which Stephen preached, they became outraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The early church dedicated the first day of Christmas to Stephen, the first martyr, patron saint of deacons, and for those who serve in faith. As the first martyr, he is given the most honorable day right next to Christmas. It's called Boxing Day in England and in Canada. It would be easy to assume that people fight each other on that day, but that's not the case. What it really means is that food from the feast is boxed up to go out into the community to the poor, as Stephen would have done, to feed them, not fight them. The legend of Wenceslas portrays this service to the poor. If you listen closely to the words, you'll learn the story. Wenceslas is also a saint whose day we celebrate later in the year. There were several kings named Wenceslas, but this particular one lived in Bohemia in the mountains between southeast Germany and Czechoslovakia. The story tells of a good man who lived out his faith by taking care of the poor as Jesus directed us to. On St. Stephen's Day, it is appropriate to remember those who serve and to follow their example by serving others, ourselves. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night through the fourth was continues for about four more verses to tell of the king and his page taking food to the poor. The page is cold, but by walking in the king's footsteps, he's warmed up so that he can serve. So the second day of Christmas, my good Lord gave to me two turtle doves, which are the Old and the New Testaments.
Day 2, St. John the Apostle and Evangelist. This is John 1, verses 1 through 9, 21, 20 through 25. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. But there are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. John wrote the gospel that was just read. It tells the story of the incarnation, meaning God in flesh. To being crucified and being raised from the dead for us. This was God's act of giving, God's act for us in creation. John played an important role. He was a bishop in the early church in Ephesus, which is in present-day Turkey. He was always calling on Christians to love one another. He would often ask, "Do you love your neighbor? Do we love our neighbor?" It's a good time on this day to consider that question and the message of the angels. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy. third day of Christmas, my good Lord gave to me three French hens, which were the Trinity and the gifts of the wise men.
Day three, the Holy Innocents. This is Matthew 2, verses 13 through 18. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child, to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We are remembering that Herod was a bloodthirsty, horrible person. He had murdered members of his own family, killing three of his own sons. He believed that his throne was threatened, and he had no scruples in murdering the innocent children of Bethlehem to protect the throne. Of course, we've read of that type of thing being done before. It reminds us of the story in Exodus when Moses was a baby. And many years later, Joseph was warned in a dream, and the Holy Family fled to Egypt. Can you imagine the sound of mothers in the street that day as the killing took place? We see that in the news, even today, wars in the Middle East, drug lords and gang killings indiscriminately, innocents being hurt. It's a very sad day. Why do we read this in the celebration of the 12 days? Why don't we just remember the happy things? Maybe because there is always the innocent, the victims, and we should remember them and pray for them in the bleak midwinter.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen,
fourth day of Christmas, my good Lord gave to me four calling birds, which were the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
So day four is Luke 2, 8 through 16. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in the bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. This is a familiar picture. It is a reminder also that animals were part of the scene at the time. They are a favorite part of every nativity scene. The sheep, the cattle, the donkey, the camels. Now, honestly, Scripture does not mention them, but tradition does. This is a reminder of God's goodness in creation, and it's used to illustrate peace and living together unthreatened.
Jesus, our brother, kind and good, was a humbly born.
said the donkey, all shaggy and brown. I carried his mother uphill and down. I carried his mother to Bethlehem town. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown. I said the cow, all white and red. I gave him my manger for his bed. I gave him my hay to pillow his head. I said the cow, all white and red. On the fifth day of Christmas, my good Lord gave to me 5 golden rings, which were the Pentateuch. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Day 5, the Holy Family, Luke 2, verses 25 to 40. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. This is a song I think we can all sing. Sure, go ahead. I'm not sure what key are you doing it in?
Well, I'll try to play in your key.
Oh, I'm going to do it in G.
Okay.
Silent night. My good Lord gave to me 6 geese a-laying, which were the 6 days of creation.
So day 6 is watch night. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 3. Matthew 25, 31 through 40. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All of the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at the right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty, or gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Seven miracles of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of John.
Day 7. Mary, Mother of our Lord. Luke 2, verses 16-21. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
The first day of the year is given to Mary, the mother of Jesus, as an important person in our Christian heritage. The verse from Luke's Gospel speaks of the visit to Mary by the shepherds. Often there's a reference to the serious and solemn nature of Mary. The revering of Mary almost became a cult within the church. Protestants recoiled from those many practices that gave the impression of worshiping Mary. But Protestant churches are now beginning to recognize the name of Mary as important in our Christian history. We are still recovering from the Reformation and are reclaiming some of the good that was eliminated. Let's consider the importance of this person in the life of Jesus. She was very obedient to God. She listened to God. And God's child is now Mary's child. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping? Christmas, my good Lord gave to me 8 maids of milking, which were the 8 Beatitudes or Blesseds in the Sermon on the Mount.
Day 8, Incarnation, Psalm 148 and John 1:14. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights, praise him, all his angels, praise him, all his host, praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
On the 9th day of Christmas, my good Lord gave to me 9 ladies dancing, which are the 9 fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22.
So day 9, baptism, Galatians 5:22 and John 1:19-36. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." The next day, John again was standing with 2 of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God."
John in this gospel refers to Jesus as the Lamb of God. There's a gospel song that reflects that message. I am Jesus, little Lamb, ever glad at heart I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need and well provides me, loves me. then calls me by my name. The tenth day of Christmas, my good Lord gave to me 10 lords a-leaping, which were the 10 commandments. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And we'll share the peace following the prayers. Rejoicing in the good news of Christ's birth and dwelling in hope, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of creation. Are there people you'd like to include in the prayers this morning?
Michelle. Manel.
Merciful God, make your presence known throughout your church in all its different forms. Guide preachers and teachers to proclaim the work you do in this and every place. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Gracious God, let your Holy Spirit rest on and inspire our joint call committees, guiding them to the pasture you have in mind for our churches. We ask your blessing upon Bill Hawley, Leslie Pearson, Loretta Funk, Dean Knauer, Scott Madsen, Walker Silbernagel, Don Scantling, Barb Millett, Peggy Yerke, Cheryl Gerard, Kathy Ryman. You created the earth and all it contains. Send rain and snow to parched places so that plants and animals thrive. Direct us to be good stewards of all that you create. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You heal what is broken and make all things new. Grant peace in war-torn nations, diplomatic wisdom to leaders, and end the torment of violence so that all people live in safety and security. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You call us as your children and comfort us in our afflictions. Bring patience to the distressed, compassion to the grieving, and relief to the suffering. We pray especially for Michelle, Manel, and those we name in our hearts so that all experience your loving care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You gather us together and feed us with your word and sacrament. Send us forth to make your name known to all in our community by serving our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. You give us examples of Christ-like living through the witness of the faithful departed. As your beloved called on the name of Jesus throughout their lives, inspire us to call upon him in joy and in need. Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
Hear the prayers of your people, glorious God, for the sake of the one who took on our nature and formed to redeem the whole world, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace.
You've got all your good.
Please stand as you are able. Let us pray. Awesome God, when we recount your gracious deeds and praiseworthy acts, we want to imitate you. Because of your mercy and favor and the abundance of your steadfast love,
we are willing to respond.
Thank you for the gift of life, for all that you have entrusted to us, for your watchful care over us, for surrounding us with love when loss and suffering overwhelm us. It is when we give with generous hearts that we begin to understand how much we have been given. Thank you, God. Amen. On the 11th day of... You may be seated. On the 11th day of Christmas, my good Lord gave to me 11 pipers piping, which were the 11 faithful disciples.
So day 11, Eve of Epiphany. Matthew 2, verse 1. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Magi, or wise men, traveled to find Christ. In some places, it's a tradition to have the festive celebration on this day. Partygoers move progressively following a star to friends' homes and receive hospitality at each house. The evening ends with carol singing, remembering the journey of the wise men. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. He came into our world in the flesh of to be Emmanuel, God with us. The wise men brought gifts to honor you. We bring to you the only gift we have, our hearts. As you come to us in this sacrament, be born anew in our hearts, our minds, our souls. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and remember your promise to be with us always, and our promise to do this in remembrance of you. The star shone bright up in the east. To Bethlehem the wise men grew. Came not many miles a journey long for you. And to the place in which you were, their frankincense and gold and myrrh they gave to you and cried out, Hallelujah! 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 I know he came to rescue me. This baby boy would grow to be a man and one day die for you and me. Our sins would drive the nails in him. That rugged cross was our cross too. So every breath you drew was yes and hallelujah. Let us pray.
thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may come forward as you're prepared.
Thank you.
Please stand as you are able. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my good Lord gave to me the 12 drummers drumming, which are the 12 teachings found in the Apostles' Creed.
So day 12, Epiphany, Matthew 2, verse 2 through 12, and this would conclude on January 6th. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Epiphany means manifestation, revelation, God's appearance, and God's creation. There are many different traditions that are used during this time, which we don't always follow in North America. But Epiphany is to honor the visit of the wise men. In some places, there will be a party with a cake with a bean or a coin baked in it. Whoever gets the bean or the coin in that piece of cake is the king or queen for the evening. Sometimes they have more responsibility. They also have to host the party carnival before the Lent starts on Shrove Tuesday. On the eve of the Three Kings Day in Puerto Rico, children put hay in their shoes and place them outside for the animals of the wise men as they go by. When the hay is gone in the morning, they find toys or candy in its place. In Italy, Befana leaves surprises. The name Befana is from the word Epiphany. A cranky fellow named Rodolfo joins her, threatening people with punishment if they've been naughty. According to the legend, Befana wanted to join the wise men in search for the Christ child, but at the last minute lost her courage. We've all lost our courage at some point. So now, on every Epiphany, she goes from house to house searching for Christ. Everywhere she goes, she sees Christ in everyone she meets. All these traditions and others help us remember it's not important how we remember, it's more important that we do remember. The song that we're going to sing is We Three Kings. If you realize that we don't know how many kings there were, we just know that there were three gifts. And we know that they were not kings, they were sages or wise men. So we'll sing it the way it was written. We three kings have glory and time.
Oh, Thank you.